Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problems that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord we're able to be together again. Thank you for joining me as we continue on a subject. Oh, I didn't give a title to the message, if you will, but how to get through trials. And I realize this is not one of our favorite subjects, but the word is very specific. Jesus, as well as the disciples, James, for in particular, tells us how we should be responding and reacting to trials. He said, count it all joy in that first chapter, second verse. And sometimes that is indeed a challenge to be able to do that, because sometimes there are minor irritations or frustrations, and sometimes they're very, very major crises. And so, and perhaps in every Christian life, there's samplings of both of those. And so it is imperative that we understand far more than what that surface reading says, count it all joy. Like in the natural, how can we do that? A trial is not something pleasant. There's nothing pleasant about a trial. Even on the sinners know that. I mean, they want to be happy. They don't want problems. They don't want pressures. They don't want stress and things not working out. It's why, beloved, especially for Christians, we can understand, because this was not our normal state. God created man to enjoy perfect fellowship with Him and a perfect existence where there were no needs, there was no sin, there was no sorrow, pain, death, the sort of thing, the sort of life and existence we look forward to when we go home to meet the Lord, or when Jesus comes back, we're raptured and he's come back to earth to set up His earthly kingdom, praise God. And so that's what the future holds. That, and we have, I think, within our genes, perhaps, we realize that this isn't the way we want to be tested, to go through unpleasant things. But for the Christian, we have understanding that will give us joy, because that's what James says, count it all joy. How can we do that? Well, Jesus said, did He not, that in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. That's John 16:33. So Jesus tells us to expect trials. And so it's not if you face trials, it's when you do. And let me just say, there's seasons. Sometimes there's periods of time that seem to be very prolonged. Sometimes they are, where there are ongoing difficulties. Even in those periods of very intense difficulties, I found from my own experience, excuse me, that God will give brief respites so that you're able. He doesn't give us more than we can bear. But there are also seasons where there's relative fruitfulness and joy and abundance and nothing of the problems you may have gone through, say, 5 years ago. So there are seasons in our lives, but nonetheless, for our worldly, earthly existence, trials is just an aspect of our life. And so if anyone expects the Christian life to be easy, and it's presented to them that way, it will be a shock. Jesus talks about those who receive the word with gladness, and then when trials and tribulation comes because they have no root, what happens? They wither, and they don't stay. And you've probably known people like that, or maybe that's happened in your own life. If you didn't have a good teaching or fellowship or support, you might have just said, man, I don't, no thanks, I don't want any of this. And yet, you're listening, God is bringing you back, or has brought you back. So you understand that it is a disservice to misrepresent Christianity just to get someone saved. Oh, you're going to have joy, love, and peace. All that is true. But the real bottom line issue is that this is the way of salvation. This, because God was reaching out to man we couldn't come to him on our own, that because he's a just God, someone had to pay for the penalty of sin. You could say, well, I didn't do anything. I live a good life. Well, no, our first parents did. And just like your children, if you have children, are carrying on your DNA, your genetic makeup, your characteristics, well, that's what we have. And so God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus, who died and was buried and resurrected so that we could have eternal life. So this is a powerful thing God has done for us. But we have to, when we deal and minister and disciple new Christians, that yes, there are going to be trials, but nonetheless, the good news is, see, the gospel is all good news, that there are ways to have victory. We are more than conquerors. We are more than overcomers. We just have to know the word, not just know the word. Guess what? We have to act on it. And so James says in James 1 and 2, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Now, this is where we begin to get understanding, because that word for trials, that Greek word, perosmos, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly, it has two meanings. And the first meaning is testing or trial, and the second one is temptation. And there really is a difference between the two of them. It can mean either a testing or trial or temptation, depending on the context of the surrounding scripture. That depends, the translators, that's how they translated it, either as a trial or testing or a temptation. So in James 1 and 2, the word means testing or trial. And so later on, as I read on yesterday's broadcast, in James 1, 13 through 16, it's the same word, but that word means temptation. Let no man say when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. And so, then in verse 14, when every man is tempted, he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. So you see, there, even though on the surface they might say, well, they're kind of the same thing, a temptation's a trial. Well, there's specifically as a temptation to sin. Trial is enduring something that is a difficult or a testing that is not generated by necessarily your own actions or your own thoughts. And so it depends on the context of the scripture. So this second verse means testing or trial, and we can have full assurance that God, even in terms of temptation, he will never test us in that way, ever. He does not tempt us to do evil or to sin. What we call the Lord's Prayer, lead us not into temptation, and he doesn't do that. So let's talk now about trials. There's various kinds of trials. Some trials come because we are fallen. We don't have that fellowship with God. And even when we are saved, we begin to have a relationship with the Father, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit. That begins our sanctification process, which is a lifelong process. For those who are strong of character, that could mean you're relying on self, on your knowledge, on your experience. And that would be your natural experience. I'm not talking about spiritual experience, because sometimes that is a very good thing to rely on, and that's what's going to give us victory in this subject we're talking on and about, trials and temptations and testings. And this kind of trial, because we're fallen creatures, that we bring them on ourselves sometimes by our folly, our stupidity. We do things that are contrary to the Word of God because we haven't studied or exposed ourselves to the Word of God. We only find as we grow, oh, well, the Word says not to do that. So it is a learning process, or sometimes it's simply outright sin. And when that happens, we in rebellion, or even in ignorance, we do something wrong, then, of course, we need to repent. So some trials come because of our sin nature, and there's another area or type of trial, if you will, that comes because we're simply a human. And that those things come because necessarily not any fault of our own. The fact of if we do age, there is a natural life cycle from birth to death. And so, even unless that's our last enemy to be put underfoot is death, and we will eventually have a glorified body. But aging, that's a natural part of our lives, although I do believe we can have the victory, we can have health. Illness sometimes happens, accidents. When illness happens, we can claim healing. Same thing with accidents. Someone involved in a automobile accident. Other people have been killed by drunk drivers that they didn't do anything to cause that trial. And sometimes there's just reversals that come. So you get laid off or you don't get a promotion, things like that. That's because of just our human experience. And so those are a couple distinctions because of the very nature of living in this world and by the fact that we are human. Well, there's yet more to discuss, and I hope you'll be able to be with me tomorrow as we talk about another kind of trial that comes to us, the various types that we're looking at. And if you are going through one right now, and when I pray, I ask the Lord, let me know what's the subject. What do people need to hear right now? What do my UCM partners, those that are able to listen, what do they need to know? Or the general listening audience, my radio family, what do they need to hear? And so I know that we'll never be in a place that will be trial free, but there is also, in terms of spiritual principles, there's power in agreeing prayer. So I invite you to write. And especially if the Holy Spirit's moving on you, then He has a reason for you to do it. There's a word, there's something, prophetic word, a word of knowledge, that a scripture that you need to hear. So I do encourage you to obey the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, the announcer will give our contact information. Aren't you glad you don't have to rely on the Holy Spirit for that contact information? Praise God. So I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours. Is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.